Now back to Experts on Call on News Talk 580 CFRA.
Good afternoon once again. If you're just joining us, great conversation this hour with Nat Polito. He's the president of Vesta Marble. It's a company that's been around for over 30 years. Great folks to deal with when you need work done around the house. And we're talking specifically, of course, of stonework, tile work, and perhaps some cabinetry that you need done. Great place to go. And they're over on Startop Road at 1402 Startop. You can drop in anytime and take a wander through the showroom and check things out. Let's talk a little bit about some of your services, Nat, this hour. And I'm talking about essentially innovation in fabrication technology. Let's talk about the fabrication aspect of things. And it has to be done properly or it could be harmful to the environment.
Absolutely, David. In the working of, we've been around for 35 or 37, 38 years, it is now since 1985. We're a much different operation today than we were then. At that time, we were what would have been referred to as a bench shop. That is, even though we used equipment, that mostly it was handheld equipment for cutting and shaping, and we would do the shaping by hand. Today, we're using CNC equipment. We're measuring digitized as opposed and laser as opposed to the old-fashioned way of using paper templates and tape measurings and type of that nature. So we're very automated in the process. We recycle our water, which is used extensively in the fabrication process. Most of the process is computerized and digitized as opposed to being done by hand.
Wow. Now, Vesta Marble, Nat, is an industry leader in technology and process, as you mentioned. Now, you're also credited by the National Stone Institute as the only certified fabricator in the Ottawa area, I guess, and only one of four in Canada. Let's talk about that.
That's correct. One of the governing bodies, or one of the most recognized, definitely in North America, and some would say the world, is the National Stone Institute. It's out of Cleveland, Ohio, and has many, many members in the stone industry in North America and around the world. And they have a fairly extensive accreditation process where they both you have a written exam, and they go through a whole process. They actually come to our location, and they're sure that we meet all and exceed all the standards that they establish. In Canada, there are only four accredited fabrication shops through the National Stone Institute, and we are one of those four, and we are the only one in Ottawa and Eastern Ontario.
Hats off to you folks for that. Now, let's talk once again about precision templating. We kind of touched on it a second ago when you were discussing digital templating system, but what is the measuring appointment?
Well, once we have an order from someone, there comes a time that we have to go on site. If it's a new kitchen, after your cabinets are installed, we send out a templater to site, and they're for the most part using either digital or laser technology, and they measure on site to produce this custom countertop that should fit quite like a glove in most cases with the new cabinets.
What should the homeowner do in order to have Vesta Marble get the most accurate measurements? I'm thinking of something basically like moving stuff off the counter, of course, but is there anything else that a customer needs to do to get ready for the process?
Well, it's very important. Let's take a new kitchen cabinet installation as an example. And obviously, so we do some of it, but the far majority of the cabinets that we measure four countertops are not installed by us. What they should make sure is that the cabinets are installed, at least the cabinets that counters are going to go on. And that is that they should be adhered to the walls. They should not move, and everything should be there. They should have all gables. There should be nothing missing. Because if something is added, if a gable is missing and this is not communicated, we possibly have produced a countertop that's not long enough. And it's pretty tough to stretch stone. So these are really, really important. And also they shouldn't move. Because again, if you have movement, so we do sometimes go and people think, oh, well, you can measure off of this. And it's really something the customers don't like to hear when we say, sorry, we can't do it. You have to have your cabinets fully installed before we can take an accurate measurement.
Absolutely. So,
and the other thing is that you adhere to, we are able to measure an existing kitchen. And you don't even, the existing countertop can be there on it and we can still measure it. But please take all your stuff off.
So accuracy in measurement really is the first item most important.
Absolutely. It's like the old adage tells you, measure twice, cut once.
Now, let's talk about installation. Nat, during the break a second ago, we were talking a little bit about expectations. But certainly there is a wait time to have it done right. The customer needs to know this. Let's talk about expectations on installation.
Well, usually the turnaround time from the time a job is ready to be measured and is measured is about 2 to 3 weeks. That's what we strive for. You know, that's not always met these days, especially in these trying times where labor and other situations and delays do cause some potential problems. But it's also important to understand, and we can touch about this a little bit later if you like, what that time span of when the clock starts ticking exactly is. It's not 2 weeks or 3 weeks from when you order it, and it the ordering process should be well ahead of when you expect the counter to be on your kitchen.
Now, during the delivery process, I suspect there are issues that might be encountered. I'm thinking things like maybe larger pieces that have to go into the home, and there might be some tight corners on stairwells. All of these things have to be taken into consideration as well.
Absolutely. When our templaters go out, that's one of the things that they do. They do check access to ensure that the size of the piece that the customer is expecting will fit around corners and through doors and sometimes upstairs or downstairs. So that's a very, very important aspect. So the size of a piece is limited by two things. Firstly, the size of the slab of the product that you've chosen. And secondly, access to where it's going to be installed. We can't make it longer than what the slab is, and we certainly can't make it longer than we have access to.
Oh, makes absolute sense. Now, what about finishing or detailing? Is that done at the factory? Oh, I guess it would be. Or is there more to do at the customer's location?
No, most of the finishing is very, very seldom that that we have to do finishing on site. There's always the small possibility that some cuts and whatever do need to be made. But the finishing, edge polishing, edge detailing, sink polishing, sink cutout polishing in detail, and most of that, for the most part, is done within our shop. And when the product reaches the home, the goal is to not have to do any of that. It's not always achieved, but that's what the goal is.
Matt, I want to get back to tiles for just a second here. Another thought dawned on me regarding tiles. Can floor tiles also be used on walls?
Sure. There's nothing that stops a floor tile to be used on a wall. If that's what you like and you want to use it on a wall, please go ahead. There's no problem. It's the opposite that's a problem. You can't necessarily use a wall tile for a floor application, but vice versa. It's all about aesthetics. It'll perform and it'll do what you wanted to do. And tiling, especially in the kitchen and backsplashes, especially in older homes, walls are crooked and whatever. So to get a good fit, a backsplash is for the most part required. It sits on top of the counter at where it meets the wall and gives you a really nice finished look.
In conversation with Nat Polito this hour, and Nat is the president of Vesta Marble. Time for another break on News Talk 580 CFRA's Experts on Call. Back in a moment.
We'll return with more Experts on Call on News Talk 580 CFRA.